Anand, good morning.
Good morning.
It's about to finish, right? The 10th edition of Auroville Marathon.
Yes.
And this year is really big, no?
Well, this year compared to the 2016 marathon, we have got about 400 to 500 runners more than last year.
But it's above 4,000, no?
No, it is around, the exact number registered were about 3,150.
Uh-huh.
But bibs picked up were 2,800.
Yeah, because I see the number 4,024.
No, 4,000 is actually, that is the start, because it is 42K, so we start the numbering as 4,000. So that the first...
So if figure, I see 4, then 4,000 means 42K, that it's 4.
Yes. If you see 2,
yeah,
it's the first half. It is 2,000, it is half. And if you see 1, it is 10K. So it becomes easier for the timekeepers,
yeah,
as well as the volunteers on the way to differentiate, apart from the color scheme that we have, like the blue color is for the full, red is for the half,
yeah,
and green is for the 10K. Mm. But in spite of that, having the red, you know, the colors differentiating, yeah, the different categories,
it's still the numbers.
Still the numbers signify, yeah, exactly what kilometers they run.
How many Aurovillians participated this year?
This year we had 52 Aurovillians.
Yeah.
That is students and Aurovillians, and about 250 from the villages around.
By origin. Did anyone qualified in a marathon or full marathon amongst Aurovillians or people from bioregion?
Qualified in the sense?
The first or...
No. They are professional runners who have done very well. So these are all from the Chennai runners and Hyderabad runners. They have got big groups and they are into regular practice. Obviously, Auroville and our bioregion, we don't have the time to do a regular practice. We do just a carefree practice or a fun run sometimes during the weekends. But these people from outside, they are serious runners and cyclists.
So
and
they came first.
Yeah, they are obviously.
But they're still coming in, no? So the full marathon, it takes more than 3 hours?
You see, the good ones would probably take about 3 hours and odd, 3.5 hours. But then it starts, it is anything between 4 and 6. So normally sometimes, there would be people finishing after 6 hours. But we have put the cutoff as 6. So 5 to 11 is what we would like everybody to finish in.
That requires quite a team to organize, to prepare everything, and as far as I know, it takes also the whole year. How many people volunteer participated in the organization?
There is a core team of about 20 people,
yeah,
who work from October onwards,
yes,
October to February.
Yep.
But there are almost about 450 volunteers on the final day working, that is 11th and 12th together. We have about 500 volunteers working on the ground. And these, not only for the health, it is also the team which works on the working, the marking of the route.
Yeah, then they
have to start 2 days before that. Then setting up the 9 aid stations. 8 stations are set up at almost 2.5 kilometers each. The distance between the 2 aid stations are always about 2 to 2.5 kilometers. So we have got 9 aid stations. So to set them up, put water, put all the refreshments and the the medicals and all that. So it's a big team which is involved. It's a big team involved, and all together on 11th and 12th, that is the pre-race and the race day, we have about 500 volunteers working throughout day and night.
So which is a quarter of our population, huh?
Well, quarter of our population, and the interesting part is we have arranged every year breakfast for about 5,500 to 6,000 people. So every year since the third marathon onward, we have about 5,000 to 6,000 people assembled together near visitor center and around this center, which is definitely double of almost our population.
And for last few years, actually, the marathon's going on for whole weekend with the market and some stores,
The markets this year was a special one where the markets were set up absolutely by a different team,
mm-hmm,
only with a very basic intervention by logistics by the marathon team. Very basic logistics we had done for the market,
mm-hmm,
but it was all taken over by Upasana, Uma, and know, Nicole from Visitor Center. So they had arranged the market absolutely on a different spirit. This year was, you know, to show more of Auroville products in their true spirits, and that was the idea.
Was it anything special this year that you would say, okay, that was different?
The special this year was that it was probably, you know, the funds required for land purchase of Auroville. The land fund thing was more prominent, in the sense that we did work with the runners to see if they are, you know, they get encouraged or inspired that yes, Auroville has to, you know, support that, because they are getting such a wonderful trail run or a forest run, and without the participation of all these people, all these energies from outside, definitely, you know, we cannot make it. So it was more or less to make them aware consciously. Every time it is there, you know, the Auroville has to be built, the forest has to be there. But this year, that extra awareness was tried to made.
Raise the funds for the purchasing the land. Because also the Unity Pavilion Visitor Center, the whole February is in that spirit.
They did that, yes, absolutely. So basically, you know, this was a wonderful start of the year, you know, where the energies have gone into a different side, which is definitely very, very encouraging, and we should all think about it.
And I can also hear, I think Jesse and Paul were here all morning, right?
Yes, Jesse and Paul, they are there since morning 4:30, yes. Yeah. And they are always there till about 11:30, 12.
Until it's finished,
yeah? Yeah, till the last runners come.
Mm. Yeah.
Anand, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All the best, and see you next year.
Thank you, and thanks everybody in Auroville, around Auroville, and all the people.
I think the whole community do step in, yes, that way or the other way. Some people, I saw them on the road from the community encouraging and helping with the stand.
Thank you. Encouraging.
The last question, who designed the t-shirts for today, for this year?
This was
for the joy.
A young student or from Auroville School. He doesn't want to be named.
Ah, okay.
He just said that I want to do the logo this year, and he's a local young student from Auroville
School. And I can see it's the mother symbol, right?
The five petals and all the, you know, it signifies all the different volunteering groups, you know, which make the event happen. That was the idea, yeah.
And the colors, just blue and white?
The blue t-shirt were for the runners, and the white t-shirts are for the volunteers, to differentiate the volunteers.
And if somebody wants to still buy it?
That is only for the blue t-shirts are for sale. The white t-shirts are not for sale.
So the white t-shirts, we see the person, you know exactly he was in the team of volunteers.
Yes, exactly. That is to differentiate.
Thank you. Between two of you can say.
And they've been doing wonderful job since 4:30 in the morning, and it's a great energy with the boys and girls, and constantly serving people with a smile.
That's true. Cousin, so you came with your children, as he said.
Yes.
Do you have any children in Tibetan Pavilion this year?
Yes, we have a group of 14 Tibetan students from TCB School as an exchange program.
Uh-huh.
And we are awake from since 4:15 in the morning. It's a pleasure to do this service, and it's a privilege to be part of the marathon since from the very beginning, and we hope that more and more people keep coming back, and it's fantastic.
But since you live in international zone, it's part of the life, no?
Yes, it's a pleasure to hear microphone running from 3:30, and you just go get out from your bed and just be with the...
What's going on? Eh?
Yeah, it's a nice day.
But
nice,
I think the boys are tired, no?
Yes, of
tired?
Course, they are awake from 4. No? You can ask them.
You can say something? You speak English?
Yeah. You say something. You choose them.
How does it feel to get up so early and participate in a marathon?
It's wonderful. I'm very happy and so good to be part of it.
That's what they say.
I'm very happy, Lara.
So how does our review feel to you, you guys? Very nice. So what are you doing? You're going to school here? Come closer, come. So what are you doing here in Oroville?
Making puppet and learn some songs.
Songs?
What else? English activities.
For the marathon?
Yes.
You tired? Are you tired?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
And you are from Dharamsala?
Yes, we are from Dharamsala.
How long are you going to stay here?
This series keeps 24.
You're going back.
Thanks.
Oh, look at what I see a full marathon runner, and he's just completed 42 kilometers, and he's feeling good about himself because he should. Look at that, look at the power. The man is going strong, nothing slowing him down, and he's run 42 kilometers. He's checking his SMS as he crosses the finish line. He's so relaxed about this, he knows he's got it under his belt. The man just ran 42, and he deserves it award. And there they come, there's another one, 42 kilometers. Oh, look at the strength. Nothing slowing him down. Arms pumping the air. Feet pushing the ground. Carrying his body forward with the effortless grace. As he flies towards the track, you can see it in sight. There's light at the end of this time. There he goes. Power. Power. All the way to the finish. Non-stop. That's the finish line where all the courage and strength they would deserve after running 42 kilometers. Congratulations to you. We're going to be running. They've been 42K. And they know they deserve a medal for this round because they're really pushed it. They've pushed themselves to learn to their bodies, to learn to the world. And they won the battle with that. Here we go, they're coming around the corner, they turn this corner, and here we go, now it's a home straight all the way to the finish line. Here we go, running solid. Full marathon, that's 42K, break these children, and finishing strong. Number one, 42K, we're coming across the line, there he is. 42K, right there, and here he comes, he's on his way, he's on his way. And he has full marathon complete. Well done, congratulations.
Excuse me, can I ask a question? How it was running today?
It was very good, excellent.
It's your first time?
No, this is my third time in Oroville, first time.
For you it's first time?
First time, wonderful.
So what is your impression of Oroville and this?
I want to come here every year and so fresh. We have never been through such an environment. Brilliant.
Fresh
weather, air.
Oh, the running conditions.
Yeah, running conditions.
Because
wonderful.
The forest. And it's
very well maintained, and it has to be like this only. Yeah. The conditions, the atmosphere is excellent. So that's the reason why we want to come back every year.
From in Chennai, it's all polluted air. Here it's so fresh.
You are both from Chennai.
Yeah. All of us from Chennai.
Yeah. And you run, how much?
I did a
half marathon. You too, yeah?
Yes, all of us.
All of us. And you will come back next year?
Yes.
Every year we want to come back, for sure.
What is your name?
Nagesh.
And you?
Kasi.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Can I also take a picture of you?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
And what is your name?
Really?
Oh yeah, it's written there. Okay. And how else to you? It's your first time or you've been?
Second time.
Second time. That means you're going to come next year too.
Yeah, it's pretty good trail. Yeah.
You're also from China as the student. Thank you. See you next year. Yeah.
And they come to our boys in the track, and they look like they're going to be a marathon. That's the 42 kilometers, and we're going to be strong.
Gracias.